Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Lamegim Lamebeiz. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamegim Lamed Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Naitul Adam Kesa Mishalafanov Lachzeis Baishinov. Now the person's allowed to take a stick from in front of him, and he could use it as a toothpick. We don't say Leininu Eitzim Alala Asaka. We don't say that wood could only be used to fuel a fire. He could use it as a toothpick. Umigaviv min achatzer umadlik, and he's also allowed to take wood even from the chatzer, even if it's not mamish with him in the house. Even wood that's in the chatzer is considered that it's not muksa. Shekol mashe bechatzer muchanu, because anything that's in the chatzer, a person has das that he might use it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. In this case, Yom Tov. The Chachamim aimrim megaviv mishalafanav umadlik. The Chachamim argue on both of these nekudos. First of all, they say that you're only allowed to take wood from that which is with you in the house. You cannot take wood from the chatzer. And also they hold that you can only use the wood to be madlik. You cannot use it as a toothpick. The chachamim hold, like Rashi explains, the chachamim hold, like ninu eitzim elu la'asaka, wood could only be used to fuel a fire. And you might see in a second halacha now, you're not allowed to make a new fire on Yom Tov. Loi mina eitzim, loi mina avanim, loi mina afar. Doesn't matter how you make the new fire, from wood, from stones, from the dirt. Loi mina rafim, from the tiles, loi mina mayim, from the water. These are all different ways that they used to have of making a fire. I mean, I guess technically they would work like that today also. Nowadays we have matches and lighters. But in any event, you're not allowed to make a new fire on Yom Tov. And then the third halacha says the Mishnah, Ve'im melavnin esara'afim litzais behen. You're not allowed to heat up the tiles in order to then use it as like a stovetop and to roast something on top of the tiles. You're not allowed to do that, like we'll see in the Gemara. So now says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda tells us a halacha that Eichle behema ain behem mishum tikun kli. A klal that always when it comes to Eichle behema, when it comes to animal food, which the Ran explains is very soft, so there's never going to be an issue of cutting it and fashioning it into a kli, let's say to make it into a toothpick. There's not going to be an issue because it's not miskayim. Anyways, it's very flimsy, it's very soft, and therefore there's no problem of tikkun kli. Eisvir Rav Kana l'Rav Yehuda, Rav Kana asked Rav Yehuda, is that really true? That be'eichle behema, there's no issues to make it into a toothpick, to make it into a kli? The Braisa says, metaltel in atzei besamim lahariach behen, that you're allowed to be metaltel atzei besamim, fragrant wood, which l'chayre is animal food, and you're allowed to be metaltel, it's not muksa, you could use it lahariach behen, you could use it to smell them. Ulahanef ben l'chayla, you could use it to wave, to fan, in order to fan someone who's sick, give them some fresh air. You're allowed to rub it between your fingers in order to make the smell a little bit stronger. But you're not allowed to cut it in order to bring out the smell. Rashi explains, that's exero. Now maybe you'll end up cutting it and making it into a kli. So lemaisa, if you cut it and your reasons are just to bring out the smell, so you weren't making it into a kli, so then that's going to be patra v'laser, meaning it's only an isser derabanan and it's not an isser deraisa. Now, you're not allowed to cut it in order to use it as a toothpick. That's making it into a kli. That's mamish and isa daraisa. So, v'em kitmu chayiv chatas. If you do it b'shoigig, you're going to be chayiv chatas because that's mamish and isa daraisa. So now, we have a braisa, mafursha braisa, that's talking about atzei besamim, which the chayra is animal food. And it says that if you make it into a kli, you're chayiv chatas. It's an isa daraisa. Not like Rav Yehuda said, that there's no issue of tikkun kli. So Amar Leis, Rav Yehuda responds to Rav Kahana, that hash the pastor avu aser kakashali. Even if the din would have been that it's aser midrabanan, that would have been a kash on me, because I'm saying it's mutter, chayiv chatas mi bayo, all the more so. Now that you have a braisa that says it's aser midaraisa, that's really a kash on me. Hello, just I'll tell you that it's not really a kasha. Because kitanya hi bekashin. That braisa is discussing hard atzei besamim. It's not animal food. Sometimes you have atzei besamim that's soft and you feed it to the animals, but this atzei besamim was hard. And that's why there's an isser deraisa to make it into a kli. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that the braisa is discussing hard atzei besamim? Kashin b'nei melila ninu. Are you able to rub it between your fingers if it's hard? It's just going to crumble, the Meiri says. It's not going to work to rub it. It's just going to crumble. So says the Gemara, chasuri mechsura v'achigitani. In a chanami, the braisa was discussing two types of atzei besamim. First, the Braisa said like this, that the Braisa was saying that you could rub it between your fingers and you could to bring out the smell, and you could even cut it in order to bring out the smell. That's by soft atze besamim, where it's roi for a behema, and you can't possibly make it into a real kli. Therefore, you're even allowed to cut it in order to smell it. Aval bekashim, but when it comes to hard atzei besamim, so lo yikdemenu, so you're not even allowed to cut it to bring out the smell. Vim kitmu pato aval aser, and if you did, so it's just an iser derabanan, it's just a gzera because you might make it into a kli. Lachzeis by shina of leikdemenu, you can't cut it to make it into a toothpick, to make it into a kli. Vim kitmu chayiv chatas, and if you do that, being that we're discussing hard atzei besamim, so then that's actually going to be an iser deraisa. And now using this chilek of hard and soft, says the Gemara, we can answer up a stira and a braisa, between two braises. Tani chada kaitmayim a riachbay. We have one braisa which says that you are allowed to cut atzei besamim in order to bring out the smell. We have another braisa which says you're not allowed to cut it to bring out the smell. So now Amrev Zera, Amrev Chistol, Ekasha, Abirak, and Abikoshen. The braisa which says it's mutter is discussing soft atzei besamim. So there's no makim for Zera that you might make it into a kli, because it's soft anyway. So even if you make it into a kli, there's nothing wrong. The other braisa which says you can't cut it to bring out the smell is discussing hard atzei besamim, and therefore you can't cut it even to bring out the smell because of the gzera that you might cut it in order to make it into a kli. Now, masklefar of Acher b'Yakov b'kashin amaylai. Why is it that you're telling me that you can't cut the atzei besamim when it's hard in order to bring out the smell? You're telling me because it's a gzera, because then you might do it with a different intention. So you're telling me that being that it's the same act, it's just tallying your intentions, so even if you do it with a mutter intention to bring out the smell, we make a gzera that you might do it with an iser, with an intention that's aser, in order to make it into a kli. Ask the Gemara, I'll prove it to you that we don't make such a gzera. Why is this any different than the Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos that says that you're allowed to break open a barrel in order to get the figs that are inside? As long as your intentions when you're opening up the barrel is not to turn the barrel into a kli, so it's mutter, and we don't make a gzera that maybe you're going to open it with intentions to turn it into a kli. No, being that your intentions are just to get the figs, so we don't make any sort of gzera. And furthermore, I'll show you that Rav Yehuda doesn't hold of this gzera. Harava bar Rav Ada, v'Rav Avin bar Rav Ada, the Amri Tarvayu, they both said that ki aven be Rav Yehuda, they were together as Talmide by Rav Yehuda, and have a mifshach, have a mifashach the yahiv lan alusa alusa. He used to crack these atzei besamim that were detached, obviously, and he would crack them in order to bring out the smell, and he would give it to us. Afo gav de chazil ksasa de nargi v'chatzine. Even though the wood was the atzei were very hard, and it could have been used to serve as a handle for an axe. It was very hard, and still he had no problems to cut it open, to break it in order to bring out the smell. So says the Gemara, like Asha. This, that's something that we find that we have a braisa on the one hand that says that we do make a gzera, that you can't cut it to smell because you might turn it into a kli. And this that we find that we don't make such a gzera is talu in the machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan. The Tani we learned in the braisa. Now the ikar is going to be the seifa, but says the braisa. The Rabbi Eliezer aimer naito adam kesam mishalafan of lachseis baishinav. Rabbi Eliezer says that you could use wood as a toothpick. Take the wood that's in front of you to use as a toothpick. And the Chachamim say that no, you can only take it if it's roi for a behema. You can only take it from the Eva Shel behema. Now Veshavin, they both agree that when it comes to hard atzei besamim, and this is why we're bringing the Braisa, that they both agree that when it comes to hard wood, shelo yiktemenu, that you're not allowed to cut it to make it into a kli. Ve'em kidmu lachzis b'shina v'loftayach b'hadelas b'shoigig b'shabes chayev chatos b'mezit b'yomtiv soifig esar bayim. If you do, it's an Issa d'Araisa. Nafkamina, is that on Shabbos? If you do it b'shoigig, you'll be chayev achatas. On Yom Tov, if you do it b'mezid, you'll be chayev malkos. The point is that according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you cut this hard etzim, this hard wood, if you cut it in order to make it into a kli, you're over on an iser d'araisa. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. V'chachamim oimrim, the chachamim say that no, echad zeh v'echad zeh eina elo mishum shvas. The chachamim say that no, it's only an iser d'rabana, and Rashi explains it's kila acher yad, it's not the regular way to make a kli, so it's only an iser d'rabanan. And therefore, and that's the Chachamim Shita, that even if you take hard wood and you cut it to make it into a kli, it's only Nesed Rabbanan. So now, says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, the Kamer Hasam Chayiv Chatos, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that cutting a kli to make it, cutting wood to make it into a kli is a Nesed Raiso, it's Chayiv Chatos, so Hacha Patra Velaser. So Rabbi Eliezer would tell you that there's a Gzeira that you can't even cut it to bring out the smell, because you might end up cutting it to make it into a kli, which is an Nesed Raiso. So therefore, we make a Gzeira. Whereas Rabbanan de Kamri Hasam Patra Avol Aser, the Chachamim who say that even if you do cut it to make it into a kli, it's only relatively only an Issa de Rabbanan. So Hacham Mitzvah Chachila. So to cut it in order to bring out the smell, they don't make a gzeira. That's how we can answer up the stira. Ask the Gemara though. V'lasli Rabbi Eliezer. Does Rabbi Eliezer not hold the Hadit Nan of the Mishnah and Shabbos that says Shayver Adam Asachavis Achim Imenu Grey Grace, that you're allowed to break open the barrel to eat the figs, or Bilvad Shal Yischavin Lasis Kli, as long as you don't have intentions to make a kli, and we don't make a gzeira. So you see that, and no one seems to argue in that Mishnah. So even Rabbi Eliezer agrees over there. So you're telling me now though that no, Rabbi Eliezer holds that any time there's an Issa D'Araisa, if you would do it with intentions to make it into a kli, so therefore Rabbi Eliezer made a gzeira, even if you're doing it to bring out the smell for a different intention. If so, by Shabbos, by opening up the barrel, why doesn't Rabbi Eliezer say that you're not allowed to open up the barrel to get to take the figs because of gzeira that you might open it up to make it into a kli? So says the Gemara, Rav Ashi, Kitanya hi b'mustiki. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't make a gzeira in that Mishnah on Shabbos because Rabbi Eliezer will tell you that that Mishnah is discussing a mustiki. It's discussing a barrel which was made out of a bunch of broken parts that were just glued together. So being that it was just a bunch of parts that are broken parts that were glued together, there's no chashash that you're going to end up opening it up to make it into a kli because you wouldn't care to make such a thing into a kli. We mentioned in the Mishnah that you're allowed to collect wood from the chatzar, and it's not considered muksa. So the Gemara now records a braisa, which has a machlekes within the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer that you're allowed to gather wood from the chatzar. Tanra Abana, we learned in the braisa, that megaviv min ha-chatzar u-madlik, you're allowed to gather wood from the chatzar and use it to fuel your fire. Shekol mashem b'chatzar muchanu, that's not muksa. Everything that's in the chatzar, you have das to use. However, says the Tanakhama, that you're not allowed to pile the wood, you're not allowed to take the wood and make it into piles. Reb Shimon matir, Reb Shimon says that no, it's mutter even to pile up the wood. B'maikav mifligi, what's the machlekes? Mar saver mechzik de kamechanif lemacher liyayim achrina. The Tanakhama says it's aser because it looks like hachana, it looks like you're preparing the wood for after yamtif. Umar saver kidei rasim mechachas olav. Whereas Reb Shimon says that no, it's mutter because being that everyone sees that you have your pot, you're getting ready to cook, so nobody thinks you're preparing the wood for after yamtif, they assume that you're using it to fuel your fire. And then we mentioned in the Mishnah that in Maitzian Esa'ar, now you're not allowed to start a new fire on Yom Tif. So says the Gemara, my taima, what's wrong with starting a new fire? Says the Gemara, mishum de kamaylid b'Yom Tif, because it's like a malacha. When you're being maylid b'Yom Tif, that has the appearance that you're, it's like you're doing mamish, like a real, real malacha, and therefore, that's going to be a problem. So even though you could take a fire from a pre-existing flame, and you could take that and light a new flame, you can't do yesh me'ayin. You're not allowed to light a new fire on Yom Tov. That's a problem of being Meilid B'Yom Tov.